Termites present a problem to evolutionary theories. Learn about it next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here is our Creation Moment's host, Ian Taylor.
While most termites look for food underground, or in dead wood, some are literally farmers, cutting and storing hay. Many termites will go about chewing off pieces of wood which are taken back to their nest. In the nest, the wood is stored or cured before being eaten. Some termites cannot digest the wood, so they keep underground gardens of fungi, which break the wood down for them so that they can digest it. But in any case, most termites never see the light of day or the darkness of night. But there is one species of African termite which seeks its food in the open. The African termite lives in large dome-shaped mounds which cover a huge radiating network of tunnels. On warm nights, the termites leave their nest and go out into the open grassland looking for dry clumps of grass. And when they find one, as many as 5,000 individuals cover the clump, each one chewing the grass into a thin, half-inch-long strip to be carried back to the nest. The grass is stored underground as the termites build up a food supply to get them through the winter. But this African termite's habit of harvesting and storing food for winter is one which man supposedly did not evolve until only recently in his supposed evolutionary history. Well, how can anyone believe that the termites could figure out how to harvest and store food before man did? Even the termite tells us that we were created.
To receive a free copy of our newly released resource catalog stuffed with creation products, articles, tracks, puzzles, and more, call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE. That's 1-800-422-4253.